I could do an entire episode, a 60-minute episode on how fucked up my sleep schedule is.
There's a saying that you can't make a billionaire go broke. If you have already made that amount, you know if you start from scratch again, you know how to make that again.
When you're stuck at one MRR for more than 6 months, you start questioning what you're doing.
Older means, matlab, 25?
Yeah.
Older. Younger self, I wouldn't talk to.
I think older would give more wisdom. Younger would be like, you know, I'll tell him what to do, but he won't listen to me anyway.
Yeah, you know the auntie, but like she literally called me like Sundar lag raha. I'm a ladka. So I wake up, I wash my face with Rin Bar, and then I like, that's it.
Rin Bar kya hota hai?
Rin Bar kapde dhone. Kids or girls, you can now apply Rin Bar.
Rin Bar.
Yeah.
So today, first of all, my name is Tushar. And this is Subha, this is Aman, as you may know, and as you can see, so today I will be asking some questions. I will introduce myself later on, so let's jump right into the questions, okay? Yeah?
Boochwai.
Boochwai, okay. So first question goes to Subha.
Nahi bhai, questions dono ke liye hai.
Okay. So different answers.
ठीक है.
Okay. What is the one thing that keeps you up at night?
भाई ये थोड़ा ज़्यादा intense है starting के लिए.
नहीं
ठीक है भाई.
Directly नहीं होगा.
क्यों नहीं होगा? What's the one thing that keeps you up at night?
You.
What is the one thing that keeps you up at night?
So like completely honestly, the thing is like I live like a pretty good life now. But I still have guilt around spending money because my family is living like shit. So. Yeah, that fucks me up a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah. This t-shirt is my family's entire month's like food, one person's food, but we're behind on that.
So I'm not joking.
So we have like 30k left. So we're going back.
But don't you give back money like every month?
Yeah, but they're still.
Where does it go?
We have a lot of debt pehle se, so around like 15, 20, max 20. Like 15 ideally.
Hmm.
But like there's very less income coming in ghar pe. Aur yahan pe dekh main Mumbai aake bakchodi kar raha
hu. I guess for me it is a little bit of stagnancy. So, you know, when you're stuck at one MRR for more than 6 months, it's like you start questioning what you're doing.
You broke it, bro.
Yeah. Like not exactly, right? Because we've been at 25k before. So or, you know, this is definitely the highest. But then, even then, like, let at least 3 months pass. Then if, you know, 3 months in and we maintain 25, then I'll be like, okay, we have a new hygiene standard. But until we get to, like, 35, 40, I won't feel like I've broken that stagnancy or that cycle of, you know, going from 20 to 25 and then back down and then back up, back down, back up. And then you really start questioning, what am I actually doing? And then you start questioning, is the agency model even right? I'm teaching others how to do this, but then is this the right thing for myself? And like, I can easily teach others, like Tushar, I've been teaching you inside of that group chat, right? Getting from zero to somewhere. And it's easy. That is very easy, right? To get to that one point. But then from a certain point to get to the next is a difficult challenge. So I'm figuring that
but,
out.
But the thing is that you already have learned the way to go from zero to whatever the amount is. But for me to learn these steps, if Subha wasn't with me, that was the much more difficult. Because you have things figured out that zero se us number tak kaise jana. But it is easy to go from 10 to 20, I think.
That's what I used to think as well. So 10 to 20 is also easy. But then I feel like there's this invisible barrier at like 20, 25 that is so hard to break. And even if I break it momentarily, let's say we're at 30, to not have any churn and break through to 40 plus and stay there, I feel like requires another level of either operational excellence or, you know, really strong sales system. Where you even get like a sales team. Because recently when I've been doing, pushing hard on sales, right? My week has been completely filled with meetings and then I'm unable to push anywhere else. Content has been also suffering. So how do you find that balance? And then, yeah, how do you keep focusing on the point of constraint while not letting other things fall apart?
So there's a saying that you can't make a billionaire go broke. Because if you steal away all his money or if you take away all his money, he knows how to make that big B again. So it's the same thing. Like if you have already made that amount, you know, if you start from scratch again, you know how to make that again.
Yeah, that's fine. But then, so that's what, I'm not worried about going broke ever. That's not my concern right now.
Yeah.
It's about, like, what am I really doing? Like, what's the purpose in what I'm doing? And then taking it from one point to the really, like, the next level. So that's where, that's what sort of, if I, okay, nothing really keeps me up. I think it's just, you know, endless thoughts. But then if I had to pinpoint something, it would be like, what am I doing? So that's a question. Like, am I going to be a content creator? Do I go full on into this? Because I'm half-assing both. So what am I supposed to do?
A question, Subha Kelly. So why are you doing what you're doing? Doing social media.
I have got no idea.
But you have to have some
type of answer. So for the podcast, right? When I started the podcast, it was like, because look, if I can build a great case study of how we've grown my podcast, boom. That's awesome, right? And I can use that in Atomic to get more podcast clients. But otherwise, that was essentially the reason. And I also thought, you know, Aman is moving in. Perfect. We've always wanted to start a podcast and have conversations. And it's also a really good way to network. That's why I started creating this podcast. And then there's also the content side of things. But if you really ask me, what am I doing with content? I don't have a plan. It's more about looking, going ahead and then connecting the dots backwards to figure out why on earth did I start content.
So like Gary Vee always says, you know, to do, don't go after the money, go after what you like. So that ends up being that in the end that you like what you're doing. Yeah. So Gary Vee ka ek formula hai ki aapko wo karna chahiye ki jo aapko acha lagta ho and not for the sake of the money. But in the real world, I don't agree with Gary Vee because in your case, you had to do something that you didn't like to make the money in the first place. And after that, you found something that you really liked.
In a way.
Yeah.
I don't think I've really thought much of what I like. It's more of just, you know, I know that this is the best path right now.
Yeah.
So I execute on it and I don't think of whether I like it or not. Maybe it is because I like it that I don't think of whether I like it. But if it was the other way around, like if I disliked it, I feel like I would know. But I don't know if I like it. Yeah, I know that I don't dislike it.
Same question for Aman. Like the concept for Gary Vee, ki wo karo jo acha lagta hai aur paise ke liye na karo. But if you're in that situation, ki you have to make money, you have to do those things that you don't like in the first place to make the money. Matlab pehle paisa kamaya, uske baad fir you can, you know, uske baad aap decide kar sakte ho ki haan, main kar sakta hu, now I'm in a comfortable place to do the things that I like.
I think all of us have gotten to a place where we don't need to think about going broke, basically. So now it's more of a choice where, like, what we want to do, basically, now. At this point, ki matlab karna kya hai? Matlab, we have shelter, we have food, basic necessities covered. So now what I think, it's not about, I'll do stuff that I don't like. That's like the last thing on my mind, ki oh, I have to like this and then I'll do that. I think I find that stupid. I think about what makes me the most amount of money, like step one. I think about what makes me the most amount of money first and what I have to do. And basically get there.
Exactly. So बहुत लोगों को ये सिर्फ मेरा एक क्वेश्चन नहीं है कि मतलब कि एक ना जिसे कहते हैं कि यूनिवर्सल क्वेश्चन है लाइक वो फैमिली वाला एक वो था ना सुबह रील हमने देखा था कि फैमिली ट्रीटमेंट मिलता है इम्प्लॉयज को एंड दैट रील वॉज द मोस्ट पॉपुलर वन सो दिस इज ऑल्सो काइंड ऑफ अ वेरी पॉपुलर टॉपिक कि वो करना चाहिए जो आपको अच्छा लगता है या पहले वो करना चाहिए ताकि आपकी जो बेसिक नेसेसिटीज हैं जो आप पूरी नहीं कर पा रहे वो करके देन यू डू द थिंग्स दैट यू लाइक बिकॉज वो जैसे अब मैं फेमस उनके अब मैं नाम ले सकता हूँ मेरे को नहीं पता बट देर आर पीपल की भैया पहले पैसा कमाओ आप अपने पहले खर्चे देखो जो आपके जो ज़्यादा ज़रूरी हैं एंड आफ्टर बेसिकली फुलफिलिंग देम देन यू डू व्हाटएवर यू वांट बिकॉज ऑल दीज थिंग्स रिक्वायर्स मनी
या
बोरिंग टैंजेंट पे चला गया
नेक्स्ट
वुड यू स्पेंड अ डे विद योर यंगर सेल्फ और योर ओल्डर वर्जन ऑफ
ओल्डर मींस मतलब 25
या
या
ओल्डर Younger self, I wouldn't talk to.
Subha?
I think older would give more wisdom. Yeah. Younger would be like, you know, I'll tell him what to do, but he won't listen to me anyway.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, honestly, younger self, no one talked to anyways. So I don't think I would do.
He wouldn't listen to me. Like, imagine I'm speaking to my 14-year-old self. He's fat right now.
Yeah.
I tell him, idiot, go to the gym, join boxing. Mm-hmm. Will he listen? He'll be like,
I don't think so.
I will try. Gone. Yeah. Khatam. There's no way.
Fortnite next day with April. Probably.
Maza aayega.
So this is a special question from a female follower of Amin. The question is, what is your skincare routine like?
So basically, firstly, I want to address ki matlab ye jo ladke skincare karte hain, that's looked down upon na. Matlab, oh, guys can't be taking care of their skin.
Yeah.
It's very gay, yeah. That's what people think. So guys can't have like a good skincare routine. But I have one. I have a really elaborate skincare routine, and what I basically do is, I've read all the books and all, like, I was deep into researching skincare. What I do is, I wake up, I wash my face with Rin Bar, and then I, like, that's it.
Rin Bar kya hota hai?
Rin Bar kapde dhone. Bro is rich like that. He doesn't order Rin Bar.
Detergent.
Oh.
Detergent. Kapde wala.
But yeah.
So, you found the secret. So, girls, you can now apply Rin Bar.
Rin Bar.
Yeah.
Look pretty. Look
like how I look pretty. Pretty bol raha hai. Bhai, there was one auntie in Toto. I mean, we won't go into
the
story.
We know the auntie.
But yeah, you know the auntie. But like, she literally called me like, Sundar lag raha hai. I'm a ladka hun. Sundar man bola na.
Thank you, Aman.
Thank you, Aman, for the Rin Bar. So yeah. Ladies, be, you know, prepared to buy Rin Bar for your skincare, okay? Hmm. And the next question is, what is the first thing you think of when you wake up in the morning?
Go on. When I wake up in the morning and I get off my bed, it falls to the ground. And I have to drag it to the washroom.
For me, it's getting my ass out of the bed. It's a challenge every day.
Yeah, because bro,
our sleep schedules are a story for... I could do an entire episode, a 60-minute episode on how fucked up my sleep schedule is.
I think that would go on for longer.
Yeah, right now I'm on 3 hours of sleep.
Four? Sorry, five.
Not bad.
Good six.
Five. Yeah, yeah, so that's the thing.
Three, five, six,
so
okay.
So when I wake up, I have no thoughts except for how much I dread my life, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Whoop is gay.
No, Whoop is not gay. Another thing is that I have motivation on certain days. Like, some days I wake up, I'm like, oh my god, my to-do list is so big, I need to get up immediately. That happens sometimes. When it's overflowing and I know I have so much to do.
Exactly. It feels like too much, so you don't do shit. Like, overwhelming, basically.
Then you sleep, and then you wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I have a lot. I need to work right now. And then I just, that is like a, that gives me a bit of energy, and then I'm like off bed immediately, and I'm like, okay, shit. Alert already.
I think what we need to start doing is like have smaller to-do lists, set low expectations, hit them, and not hit them, exceed them always.
But it's like urgent tasks as well. So it's not like I can just be like, well, I can't do this. No, it's like, I really need to do this today.
What I feel like is, if I don't keep my word, I feel like a piece of shit. So if I write something on the to-do list and I don't do it, I'm like, what a bad day. But if I write less and exceed that, I feel better. Even if it's like a lot of done in the day, but my to-do list says I have to do more, I feel like, oh, I should have optimized my time better. Either. I shouldn't have done this, shouldn't have done that. I could have fit this in. But if I have like a smaller to-do list, it makes more sense. So
it's a guilt type of a feeling when you basically don't do the things that you have written down in the early morning.
Yeah.
And it's type of that guilt feeling that hits you at night.
Next question.
Why have you not bought a car yet?
Paise nahi hai bhai. Sach sach batao.
Auto le le.
Paise nahi hai.
Auto lega?
Paise nahi hai.
Are hote to? Kyun nahi?
Nahi hai paise.
Hote to?
Are hote to?
Hote to. To auto nahi. I feel like I'm never going to buy a like mid class car. It's going to be a really good car when I get it. But paise nahi hai.
But for example, what car would you buy if you had the?
Like for me, I'd start with a Mercedes at least.
Sedan or SUV?
Sedan. I'm a sedan guy for now.
Okay. Subha?
I don't want a car.
Why?
I think you know. But, you know, for most people, it's like that a car gives people freedom.
Yeah.
And that used to be true in the sense that you can move around your city, you can go to another city locally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like for me, a car would not set me free, it would trap me more. Hmm. Because then if I want to move countries, I'll have to pay a shit ton of money just to move the car and get new registration and pay import fees again.
Hmm.
So why would I get a car?
Hmm.
Simply that it's like that one small reason that I can't move the car with me. It's literally a big liability. And I want to be as free as possible right now and have options open.
I mean, when I think about it, yeah, two reasons. Personally, I wouldn't even have it. Like, yeah.
I think two reasons iske solid points hai ki ek, you can just rent the car if you have the money to buy the car. You can just rent the car. And the second is that you need to buy a car, not that expensive. And itna ki daily travel mein dikkat nahi, because you can't just book taxis every day.
But then at the same time, it's not like, you know, I want a mid car either.
Mm.
So it's like, if I do get a car, it would be really expensive. And then to move, it would be a liability on my head. I'm like, wait, so now I need to stay in.
Exactly. So my point, like you don't want to buy a mid car, but you want to buy expensive car. Then that circles keep repeating na ki wo fir expensive hogi and usko fir mere ko take care bhi karna hai import. Then the only option left is to buy a mid car. Na,
the only option is to be smart enough to have so much money that at the end of the day, you just don't care. And you're like, who cares?
Yeah, but right. in the meantime, when you don't have, then it's basically to each and every person, it's their own thing.
The only time I genuinely feel like I need a car is if I'm going on a date. Otherwise, it's like, nahi lagta hai.
I don't, I'm used to not going without them.
Yeah, but otherwise, it's the only time I feel like, I should have had a car, right? Like a good car.
Mm.
But otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Bro, we should start picking them up in like Altos.
Yeah.
Because they should like us for us. It's more about like, not for the money, okay?
Yeah, sab nahi hota.
No, not about the money.
No, yeah. I'm going to ask a point.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask a point. वो वीडियोस देखी हैं जिसमें वो पहले एक टूटी फूटी गाड़ी में टोयोटा में आता है, फिर उसके बाद when she is happy with me in a Toyota and Toyota Camry, then he pulls out a Porsche GT3 RS, you know, वो मीम दिखाते हैं. तो I think you should test out your girl.
Charge fantasies.
No, exactly. No,
but still, yeah.
You should. Bro, he could actually do that.
अरे,
he could do that.
You should test out her first, you know, first stage.
Yeah.
Because if that doesn't work, then you know.
Exactly, I agree. And
yeah, but then
is she really dating you for your car, or is she really dating for you?
Psychologically, you need to have that Porsche with you to then go out with pride in the Alto and be like, yeah, this is a test.
Exactly. So the only point where the Alto would be a flex is that if you can afford better cars. If you can only afford an Alto, you're a loser. So
makes sense.
That's there. But like, I've been doing this, okay? Like the problem, once you solve some problems, you bring new ones up, right? So, pehle, I never had this thing in my mind, ki, oh, she's just with me for money, for the things I can do for her, for the places I can take her. Because I didn't have money. But now there's this new thing that I need to think about. Oh, is she with me because, you know, I need to start thinking about that. Because I do all this, I'm not anything, but like, compared to the guys my age, like maybe something. So it just feels like kind of awkward. So
but ek cheez aur hai na ki the girls nowadays matlab ab har ladki ke sath hai ki nahi hai, but ek cheez hoti hai ki ha wo wala point hai ki badi gaadi hai choti gaadi ye wo, but ek point aur hota hai ki if a girl figures out na ki this guy that I'm dating right now will be somewhere because what work he is doing right now, ki matlab ki wo jo abhi hustle kar raha hai, वो भी एक मेजर फैक्टर होता है कि अगर वो बंदा कुछ नहीं कर रहा अपनी लाइफ में, एक तरीके से ही जस्ट यू नो डेड, मतलब कुछ बिल्कुल वेला, बिल्कुल वेला है ना, कुछ नहीं कर रहा, तो दे सेंस दैट फीलिंग, एंड इफ ही इज डूइंग समथिंग देन दे आल्सो सेंस दैट, एंड दैट इज आल्सो अट्रैक्शन पार्ट ऑफ द.
आई एग्री. आई फेल्ट दिस अ लॉट व्हेन आई यूज्ड टू डेट पहले. नाउ एम एट अ प्लेस वेयर लाइक इट्स ऑब्वियस कि ओके कूल गाय, बट पहले इट वॉज नॉट, आई वॉज नॉट अ कूल गाय ऑब्वियसली, बट आई यूज टू वर्क हार्ड, लाइक दैट एम्बिशन. So what I found, like, it's easier to get girls at that point.
Exactly.
But very hard to keep them.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
You because need... you are either focusing on your work or on the girl.
Yeah.
At that point. Because unko wo feel ho jata hai ki matlab hustle kar raha hai and he will be somewhere because of the work he's doing. And dusra point ye hai ki main apne kaam pe dhyan doon ki us pe dhyan doon.
That's like the thing I've felt with most of the girls I've dated. And yeah, probably the reason, the main reason why all the breakups happened, because I'm like, ki, this is not something. Iti chup ki ho, baby.
Kya bolu?
Kya ho gaya?
यहाँ पर मेरा टॉपिक नहीं है.
अरे
अरे
बात नहीं करना.
चेंज द टॉपिक. ओके, नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन गाइस. वेयर डू यू सी योरसेल्फ इन 5 इयर्स?
डेड.
ए नहीं, 5 साल में भाई
खत्म. भाई
क्यों?
नो मोर. व्हाई?
हां क्यों?
ये सब मत करो भाई.
अरे बता भाई रीजन. अरे ऑडियंस रीजन मांग रही है भाई.
दिस इज द एक्सटेंट ऑफ द क्वेश्चन.
क्यों?
ना 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 क्यों भाई, जवाब चाहिए. जनता सवाल, जनता का जवाब चाहिए.
Either really rich or dead.
But क्यों? Why that extreme step? Isn't बीच का भी कुछ होना चाहिए.
बीच का कुछ अच्छा नहीं लगता.
ठीक है भाई.
भाई को जिंदगी से तकलीफ है
ना भाई. बहुत
भाई, प्लीज शो लव टू वुमन. ओके, मेरी तरफ से पर्सनल आई लव यू मैसेजेस भेजना.
जी भाई, जी
जी, काफी दे देता हूँ.
हाँ,
रात को सोते हैं साथ में.
ओके, 5 साल में.
5 साल में सुबह कहाँ होगा?
पता नहीं भाई.
सुबह के हम साथ में घूमते हैं.
हाँ,
मतलब दोनों को लेके कहाँ घूमेगा भाई?
देखेंगे as time goes on.
अच्छा, रेस्टोरेंट लेके जाएगा क्या?
हाँ वो तो होगा.
और अच्छी अच्छी गाड़ियों में घुमाएगा.
I don't see cars in the play. Maybe we rent cars, but buying still no. घर तो नहीं भाई. Either I'll be married with 10 kids or single.
भाई को एक नहीं, दो नहीं, तीन नहीं, 10 बच्चे चाहिए.
फुटबॉल.
भाई इज बिल्डिंग अ आर्मी.
आर्मी ब्रो. लुक, आई बिलीव दैट टू सर्व अ ग्रेटर पर्पस टू ह्यूमैनिटी एंड इफ आई थिंक दैट आई एम अ गुड पर्सन आई नीड टू मेक मोर कॉपीज ऑफ मी.
आई थिंक दैट विल बी बैड इवेंचुअली बिकॉज यू वोंट बी एबल टू पुट एनी अटेंशन इन.
डजंट मैटर, आई मेक एन एसओपी कोर्स बनाएंगे.
अरे वो नहीं चलता.
स्टैंडर्ड ऑपरेटिंग
प्रोसीजर. अरे वो नहीं चलता.
अरे ब्रो हो जाएगा. वी मेक अ लव रोबोट.
नहीं चलता.
कॉपी बनाएंगे. एआई आ रहा है. आई विल गिव ईच ऑफ देम एन एआई बॉट.
इमेजिन जो सुबह को ट्रीटमेंट मिलता है. इमेजिन जो सुबह को ट्रीटमेंट मिलता है. गिविंग दैट टू 10 पीपल
ब्रो.
कांट इवन इमेजिन ब्रो.
ह्यूमनॉइड रोबोट्स
ब्रो. स्टिल कांट इवन.
ट्रॉमा हो जाता है बिना एक्टर के.
एग्जैक्टली एग्जैक्टली.
नेक
एकदम भाई ड्रग जोक्स मत करना. Next question is,
if you had 3 wishes, what would it be? I would wish, obviously, for health, to live long enough to see the rewards of all the work we're putting in. Because right now, you know, we're working a lot. So then hopefully there's also enough time to enjoy the fruits of our labor later on. Because what if, you know, we end up being 60 years old, but then there's no real point. So either, you know, you're 60, but then you feel as healthy as if you're like a 30. Year old, that would be one of my wishes. And I know there are a lot of people in this space now, like Brian Jones, and they're doing a lot. So it's going to be exciting ahead. Wish number 2 is probably health for friends and family as well. There's, you know, health for myself so that I can take care of others. Number 2 is health for everyone else. Wish number 3 would be, I guess it would be related to time. So any way I could save more time to have all insight into how that's possible. And if time travel was possible, that would be... No, not time travel, sorry, teleportation.
But where would you teleport to?
Wherever. Travel times, I feel like, take a huge chunk of our life away.
Yeah.
And then maybe even a 4th wish would be if we could just not sleep, but have the same benefits of sleep. So if there's a technology, I feel like it would be a multi-billion dollar industry, if not trillion. If we could develop a technology where we can essentially put something into a person's brain that emulates sleep waves and the recovery, and the person is awake and can do something.
Okay.
I don't know. That's probably not possible yet, but that would be the
first. But one thing. Ye jo ek whoop wala, like you wear whoop band and ye sari cheeza, like Brian Johnson. So this is has come up in these early years, not before. Why is that? Why are you now interested in this?
It's not now. I feel like, because I've been working a lot. I think that's why I've been being more conscious of my health, right? Because stress, first of all, my hair is thinning. It's like, it's too early for that.
Mm.
So stress plays a huge factor in that. Mm. So I'm like, okay, if I'm stressing a lot and I'm working a lot and I'm sleeping less, I'm probably taking some off my lifespan.
Mm.
So I should also look at reversing that and optimizing it and have as much data as possible.
Mm.
That's when I get interested into, oh, wait, there's a guy, there's a figure called Brian Johnson, and he actually has a lot of advice, and he's been on this way before I have. And he's spending a shit ton of money, and there, he has followers too, so I'm not alone. So now there's a community around this, and I can see it growing, and there's more money being put into it, and more people are realizing that as science grows, there's a chance that you can live a lot longer. So why not?
Aman, what are your thoughts on this biohacking and Brian Johnson?
I think the same, but I'm not really into it. Like the lifespan, taking some time off your lifespan.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you, we're doing that. But it's not my focus. Like I don't...
Baad mein aa jayega.
Wahi.
Nee, but you are taking it as a side note, na? Just because you haven't had the disbenefits like Subha is having. Like he knows that his hair is thinning just because he's having more stress. So he knows the reason behind it.
I feel like I have too many wrinkles because of like stress and all.
Okay.
But you can't see that on camera. But next. Maybe, yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
If you could invent one thing right now, what would it be?
Two things, I would say. One, teleportation.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've mentioned this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would be a camera that records your life. So you know how we have Loom, right? Loom AI can essentially see the best parts of your videos and, you know, take those. And then we also have Whoop, which is a 24/7 wearable device that shares insights. So now combine these two and have something that stays on your body, let's say on your shoulder. It's small enough, maybe it's a clip. It's a camera that has a chip inside. So it has 4G connection so that it is constantly, whatever it's recording and capturing, is automatically uploaded to the cloud. Sort of how Twitch streams, right?
Yeah.
Always being uploaded. Sort of how Loom, when you're recording, it's always uploaded. Then every single day, it recaps your day, sends you the best video highlights of your day, depending on your pitch, your tone, and just using AI. That technology isn't too far away. And I'm so excited behind such a product.
On a tangent, that technology actually isn't too far away because there's a SaaS company that I know about, Athlete.ai, and this is exactly what they do. They use AI to find the best moments from football matches or basketball matches. So that's what you're saying is not too far. And I really like the idea, except I think it's too invasive. But love, I'd take that off. Like most of my life, I don't want recorded, trust me.
Well, there would be an easy button where you just click
exactly.
that and it pauses the recording.
Yeah.
And there's a clear light whenever it's recording. So, you know, there's no privacy concerns. And the biggest challenge I foresee is battery, because camera drains batteries. So how would this 24/7 thing be alive? Would you need to carry 10 replaceable batteries in your pocket? Okay, it's a dying, put another one. That's not practical yet. So I feel like we would need an evolution in battery before this really comes alive. Otherwise, there's GoPros and stuff, you know.
I think there is a technology where they use your body's heat to recharge a battery. I think there's a technology, right, that...
But it wouldn't be efficient enough, I believe. Your body's heat cannot give that much energy
that
a camera burns.
Yeah.
So, far away.
Yeah.
But I really actually like the idea. So, if anyone wants to work with us...
Any VCs?
Any VCs?
Hello.
Up for funding, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing this. But yeah, next.
So the question is, what are you obsessing about these days?
So I've been working really hard. But what I want to do now is like I need to optimize productivity. So that's because I want to work even more. Like I have something in me. I don't know what it is, but I want to work even more. So what I'm focusing really hard right now is how to optimize my work. So recently my PC was like messed up. I reset it so it's faster. Any small thing that makes me work better and faster, that's what I'm working on. And it's not about adding more software because I see a lot of people used like different softwares for to-do lists where all they could do is use their pen and paper. So I want to keep it simple while also trying to get the most out of it. The next thing, this like tangent here, the next thing would be delegation. So I don't want to be doing a lot, but I want to get a lot done. So that's something I'm looking on to.
Why don't you hire an assistant?
I actually just hired my sister for like doing my personal stuff, like managing my finances, doing anything that I need to get done, but is not work related directly. So it could be like ordering food for me. Any small thing that I need to get done, like paying the taxes, doing my finances. I don't want myself to do it. So I'm just offloading it to my sister.
Just a quick, to bring the point, what Jasmine said. So I think to hire her family member is the best option in terms of he can't get more trustable person
exactly
than her.
I can give her my bank account.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Like, I want to bring this point to Subha. Like, imagine you, so hiring a guy, like, bilkul hi context wali baat hai jo abhi humne boli. So will you hire a guy that you can, you know, you can trust based on the relation that you have, or will you not hire him because his skills are not the things that you want from him?
So it depends. If I'm hiring for a trust job like a PA,
yeah,
I would obviously choose a family member or someone yeah. close that yeah. I love. But if I'm hiring, like, let's say a video editor, I'd yeah. never give it to my sister. Yeah. She's dumb as fuck.
Agar, if you want her key on the team, so will you train her to be a good editor and then hire her?
I've done that. So I have like a small niece. I want to make a video on this where I got him a laptop. He's 15. He's in class 10 for yeah. context for the viewers. Yeah. Yeah. So he's 15, class 10. He just passed out. Yeah. I'm making him drop out of school as well. What I did was taught him how to be an editor. I bought him a laptop. Like 80k or something, and I took that on myself, and now he earns good money. So he's earned more than the laptop that is. So gave him a laptop. Yeah. So I gave him everything that he needs to learn: video editing courses, any packs he needs, and now he edits really good videos, and he's capable of earning more than his dad now.
Oh.
Literally, like in a year, he started earning more than his dad, which is fucking insane. And he's only 16. So I only wonder where he will be at when he's 19 or 20.
Exactly.
He'll be really beat your successful. Dad. Beat my dad?
He don't know what he's saying. So
financially.
He's so
bad.
Bro, both.
So the context was ki, like एक बारी अमन ने पॉइंट छेड़ा था एंड मेरे को काफी अच्छा पॉइंट लगा था कि नहीं कि जैसे अमन ने अपने जैसे उसको एडिटिंग सिखाई एंड उसको लैपटॉप लेके दिया. सो द पॉइंट इज कि ही बेसिकली पुश्ड इन मोर कैश फ्लो इन हिज ओन होम बाय लेटिंग अ फैमिली मेंबर लर्न न्यू स्किल्स.
हाँ भाई, घर का पैसा
घर का पैसा घर में और आ रहा है. So that's exactly what the point is. Like Aman ne ek bahut acha point share kiya. So I'm just bringing up that point ki ghar ka paisa aur hi ghar mein aa raha hai by letting someone usko nayi skills teach karna, and basically he's making more money.
आपके साथ हम कर क्या रहे हैं?
अरे भाई एक्सपेरिमेंट कर रहे हैं भाई, एक्सपेरिमेंट एक्सपेरिमेंट कर रहे हैं.
सो मूविंग ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, हाउ मेनी किड्स वुड यू हैव इन द फ्यूचर?
आई हैव वन डॉटर, वन सन. And if I get those at the first try, fine. All good. If I get two daughters, I need a son. I need a son. Like, let's just make that clear. I need a son. If I get 10 daughters, I will try again.
Bro has the spirit of not giving up.
The name Lata needs to go ahead, even though I'm not it. But
Bro needs a prodigy.
Exactly. So I need a son. I need a daughter as well. So if I have 10 sons,
I need
but ideally what would happen in an ideal world, I have a son, I have a daughter, that's it. But if I have two daughters in a row and I have a son, that's pretty cool as well. Mm-hmm. If I have two sons in a row and I have a daughter, that's pretty cool as well. I want to raise both genders basically. I want to see how it feels as a dad. But I definitely don't want too many kids, because if one, it's a pain in the ass for my wife. Two, I won't be able to give them enough time, I feel.
So what?
30. Absolutely. Papa, bro, is...
bro is starting a war with China. Mm. You know, China beware. The
more people like me, I feel like would be a service.
Bro, they might not turn out to be like you.
Exactly, yeah, bro. Bro, exactly. Yeah,
like
exactly.
I gotta do
bro,
my
bro, imagine. Okay, okay.
Are you like your dad?
Listen, we don't to go there.
Okay, no, we are not going there. Okay, okay. So let's just say. Okay, you want to have 30 kids, okay? What if your partner says no?
Bro,
my
world
one.
What?
I changed partner. No, either. I changed partner. Keep your hand.
No,
bhai ijjat hi nahi hai koi.
One at a time.
Acha, ek second. Ha. What if your partner says no, that I don't want to have 30, I just want to have one?
Look, this will be a discussion we have before it goes there, you know?
Before the marriage.
Yeah.
Bhai, wo mazak kar raha hai.
Obviously.
30 kids would take 30 years.
No, no, he's serious.
Bro, not 30, like 10.
10, nah.
10 is realistic.
He's a serious about
7 to 10 is very realistic.
Yeah, that could happen.
Okay, still. Like, you want to have that conversation before marriage?
Yeah, obviously. You'd have that like second
date, bro. And let's say she has all the qualities. Let's just say that she has all the qualities that you need in a girl. Like for a, she has all the green flags, okay, to be your wife. If she says no for just that question, would you reject her? Just based
on
that
question.
Depends.
It depends, right? Who's willing to compromise what?
But to
is it a deal breaker? Well, it depends what the number is, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's like 5. Like...
No, but all the green flags. Like, she's all the green flags that you wanted to be a wife.
I don't know. It depends, right? Because when emotions come in, your logic goes out the door. But logically, I feel like 10 is a good number.
Yeah, you're right. Like, when emotions come, then logic goes out of the door. Yeah,
yeah.
Next question.
Papa, you
haven't come.
Last time, bhai.
What qualities you want in your partner?
I want her to have longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you have long hair.
Why?
Bro, come.
No.
Come.
Arey, raat ko hi aaj. Chalega.
Tonight.
Main room mein so raha hu.
Soyenge na ikhatte.
What qualities do I want in a partner?
Cancel ho jayega.
Ha, bhai.
Nahi? Okay, subah.
No past.
No?
No past.
No past.
No ho keh raha tha. Woh bhi.
So clean and clean slate.
That would be ideal.
Okay. Any other things? Any green flags?
Bro, that's literally it.
Bro, when I think about it, same. Like
it really boils down
to
that. I feel like the other things would, you know, it would be around that point. So let's say, you know, let's say we talk about someone who doesn't go to the clubs, right? Ultimately, it boils down to point number one. If they go to clubs, but they still have a very clean slate, like, okay, cool, do your thing.
But thoda sa elaborate more, and this is the, I think this is the last point. Like, what do you mean by clean slate? Elaborate.
Virgin bol raha hai.
Don't be a hoe.
ठीक है.
Don't be a hoe.
Okay. Point got it. I think this is it.
That's it.
That's it, guys.